Hey Warrior, I know you're tired of doing life, work, and relationships alone and not knowing what to do or how to do it, but you know you can't do it by yourself. And how do I know? Because I was you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to book a free breakthrough call so we can talk about your life and your future and what's frustrating you the most as a man. And I want to get you connected to an amazing community of Christ-centered men who can all relate to your struggles, who can sharpen you, strengthen, and support you in the areas that matter most to you as a man. So stop wasting time. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call to book a breakthrough call, because nothing is going to change unless you change something. We only have a limited number of time slots each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short. I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. When it comes to faith, real men don't fake it. Let me say that again. When it comes to faith, real men don't fake it. In my quiet time this week, I was reading in Matthew 22, the parable of the marriage feast. Now, it's pretty short, so I'll read it to you, but definitely go check this out for yourself. It starts with Jesus speaking. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. And he sent out his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. Again, he sent out other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fattened livestock are all butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went their own way, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and even killed them. But the king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main highways, and as many as you can find there, invite them to the wedding feast.' Those slaves went out into the streets, gathered together all they found, both evil and good, and the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. But when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes. And he said to him, 'Friend, why did you come here without wedding clothes?' And the man was speechless. Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." Now, after reading that parable, as I always do, I try to focus on a key verse that stands out to me. But more importantly, I look to see how I can apply the scriptures to my own life. Now, for me, that verse was verse 14. "For many are called, but few are chosen." For me, the parable of the feast shows us a glimpse of how God's kingdom operates. Now, in the parable, the king represented God, obviously, and the king's son represented Jesus. Jesus wants us to know that God the Father has prepared a place for us. Now, in the parable, it's called a meal. Now, this food that God has prepared for us gives us life, gives us sustenance, and it gives us strength. And the Father, the King, personally invites us to join him and partake in the feast. But the truth of the matter is, as men, we oftentimes rather do what feels good to us rather than do what's best for us, right? So we often, as at least I do, ignore God's invitation. The men in this parable not only refuse to come, but they refuse to come after multiple invites. Lord, please, please help us. Now, how many times have you found yourself doing something you probably shouldn't have been doing, going somewhere you shouldn't have gone, or saying something you probably shouldn't have said, all the while ignoring the Holy Spirit prompting to leave that fake food alone for the real feast that God has prepared for you, refusing to eat the right food after being given several opportunities to do so? But there was something about this parable that jumped out at me even more than how most of them ignored or refused the invitation. It was the guests who did show up, but wasn't properly dressed for the occasion. Now, some of us would say, well, what's the big deal? At least he came, right? But it would be the equivalent of you showing up at your boss's wedding wearing a tank top, shorts, and tennis shoes. Now, would you think about doing that? See, this attitude revealed a man who wasn't prepared, and he didn't treat the king's feast as being important enough to even dress up for the occasion. He just wanted to make an appearance, maybe check out what was going on, or because he just didn't want to get left out. But he didn't come prepared, and he didn't come to participate. Now, when I was growing up in the hood, we used to call that perpetrating. And unfortunately, many times, we do that when it comes to our faith. We profess to be Christians, and we accepted the invitation from the Father to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but all we do is just show up and nothing more. You say, hey, I go to church, I own a Bible, I give what I can, but that's all we do. We just show up. We go to church, but we don't come prepared to participate in church. We have a Bible, but we don't read and study our Bible. We give a little and maybe even tithe, but we're not prepared to give more than what's required. In other words, we don't show up prepared to put our faith into action. We just show up to make an appearance. So we can't really enjoy the feast that the Father has prepared for us. The saddest thing about this parable is that Jesus was showing us that even if you accept the invitation, but you come unprepared, you'll ultimately be treated like those who rejected and refused the Father's invitation in the first place. See, it's one thing not to show up, but it's another thing to show up unprepared. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not a judgment I want to face. So this week, I'm challenging you to accept, prepare, and obey the Holy Spirit. Remember, we're men, and when it comes to our faith, we don't fake it. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others and don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. Guys, you know that sharing is caring. So if there's a man out there you know who needs to step it up just a notch because he's showing up, but he's not coming to the game prepared, please share this episode with him. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and here's one of them. Check this out. This one comes from Ruchis. Ruchis says, a podcast dedicated to helping real guys to become strong Christian men. He's right on and very approachable. I love the different perspectives from his guests, too. Finally, someone willing to teach good men how to be great men of God. Thank you, Ruchis, for sharing that. I really appreciate it. And I love getting podcast reviews from you guys. So please, you know, we don't know which one we're going to pick. I kind of picked them at random. So if you leave a review, who knows? I might end up reading yours on the air. But go ahead, take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up the rankings and grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. Each and every one who's listening, you bless me every time you download, subscribe, share, and review our podcast. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with Real Men Connect, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.